Thursday afternoon, the Utah House of Representatives voted to lower the blood alcohol limit for drivers from 0.08 to 0.05. Representative Norm Thurston, a Republican from Provo, is the sponsor of the bill. He says it's not an alcohol bill per se.
We don't want to stop people from drinking. That's not the goal of this bill. The goal of this bill is to send the message that in the state of Utah, if you drink, you don't drive. And the studies show that that will happen. We can reduce traffic fatalities nationwide. If every state did this, the studies would predict that we would reduce alcohol-related traffic fatalities nationwide by 11%.
Representative Eric Hutchings, a Republican from Kearns, says he strongly supports the bill.
If we were Colorado, if we were somebody else, if we were discussing something else, just how much heroin would we be comfortable with somebody having in their system and then going to drive? Just how much marijuana? So can you smoke one joint or two joints or one like normal joint, but no Cheech and Chong joints because that's too big, but a little's okay.
Representative Kelly Miles, a Republican from Ogden, also spoke in favor of the bill.
0.08 sends kind of a false message. And I think what the good representative was trying to put across is it's kind of maybe a game. It's how much can I drink and stay under the 0.08? Now the message is I shouldn't drink anything and drive. And I don't see anything wrong with sending that message to the nation.
Representative Rebecca Chavez-Houck, a Democrat from Salt Lake City, was one of two Democrats to speak in opposition of the bill. She said if legislators are concerned with public safety, they should tackle a bigger hazard, drivers who use cell phones.
If we're going to move forward with increasing the penalty or making an assumption about individuals and what their discernment is in terms of how much they've imbibed, then I'm hoping that we can also have conversations about use of cell phones, not just texting, but talking and driving at the same time, because it is more of an increase of both injury and fatalities that are caused by distracted driving related to cell phone use versus DUI.
But Thurston said an anti-cell phone while driving bill wouldn't work because too many people do it.
Ask yourself, do you still text and drive? And my answer is, yeah, I do. I own that. Because literally, we have not internalized that social behavior that we shouldn't be doing it. What this bill does is it plays to that social behavior of getting people to realize here is something that you just shouldn't do, and it actually works.
Thurston said the average male can drink 2/3 of a bottle of wine and have a blood alcohol content level of 0.05. He said a friend criticized his bill, saying he went to dinner with his wife in Salt Lake City, split a bottle of wine, blew a 0.05 in a breathalyzer, then drove back to Provo safely. He said he felt fine. Thurston said that proved his point.
Yes, people feel fine at 0.05. Those of you who've used alcohol before know that that's one of the things about it, is it makes you feel good. It makes you feel excited. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel warm. And you feel fine. But the reality is, the CDC studies show at 0.05, you are in fact not fine. You feel fine, but you're not fine.
House Bill 155 passed 48-26. It now goes to the Utah Senate for a vote. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.